A Call for Repentance. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 2nd, 1903. I awake at 11:30 p.m. and lift my heart to God in prayer and thanksgiving, grateful that I have been able to sleep since 7 o'clock. My heart is filled with sorrow. For months I have had premonition of some coming disaster. I have seen what appeared to be a flaming sword of fire stretched over Battle Creek. Now a telegram has come from Battle Creek, stating that the Review and Herald office has been destroyed by fire. For many years I have carried a heavy burden for our institutions. I have borne many messages from God. Yet I knew that those for whom these messages were intended were not heeding them. Sometimes I have thought I would attend no more large gatherings of our people, for my messages seem to leave little impression on the minds of our leading brethren after the meetings have closed, although I bear a heavy burden, and go from the meeting pressed down as a cart beneath sheaves. At this time when God's people should be bearing a plain, clear message, filled with earnestness and power, many who have been appointed to teach the truth are departing from the faith. The enemy with his evil angels has come down in great power, bringing in delusions and false theories. He is working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness, that he may, if possible, deceive the very elect. Matthew 24, verse 24. Our people are in danger of being drawn away from the important, definite truths for this time. A message of Bible truth is called for today, and should come from hearts imbued with the Holy Spirit, and lips that have been touched with live coals from the divine altar. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. Isaiah 6, verse 1 to 8. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not, A confederacy, to all to whom this people shall say, A confederacy. Neither fear ye their fears, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but he shall be for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offence to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Isaiah 8, verse 11 to 18. The Lord sees not as man sees. When earnest labor is put forth, souls will be converted, and new life will be brought into the churches. Many have left their first love. They need to heed the warning given by God. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come upon thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2, verse 1 to 5.
Because the teachers of the word have left their first love, the candlestick is being removed from its place. The Lord has not forsaken his church, but many have made light of the warnings that he has sent them. They have refused to repent and return to their first love. Therefore, they have lost the power of spiritual discernment. They call darkness light, and light darkness. They have followed their own human wisdom, and their judgment has become confused. They have lost interest in the saving truth and will not receive it. Their candlestick has been removed out of its place. Recently, a large meeting convened at Battle Creek, the place from which so many evil plans had been set in operation. It was a solemn, momentous time for those assembled there who had left their first love. Heavenly beings waited anxiously to see if these men would discern the wiles of the enemy. A crisis had come in their lives and in the work of God. Opportunity was then given for a work of repentance to be wrought, not in an obscure corner, but at the center of influence. But many failed to improve the opportunity given them to repent and do the first works. The work so essential to spiritual life and power was neglected. Had they followed their convictions, they would have been reconverted. And when the enemy came in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would have lifted up a standard against him. From the place whence so many evil influences had gone forth, divine rays of light would have shone afar if those gathered there had returned to their first love. A far-reaching influence for good would have been the result. If the leaders had led the way, the people also would have fallen on the rock and been broken. All would have received spiritual strength and would have been enabled clearly to discern the truth. The Holy Spirit would have filled the place where they were assembled with bright beams of light. The deep springs of the heart would have been broken up. Life and salvation would have been revealed. The evils that have so long leavened the work of God would have been discerned and put away, instead of being cherished as a precious treasure. But because men did not then return to their first love, the candlestick has been taken away. The rebuke of God has been seen in the ruins of our publishing house. Will this calamity bring souls to repentance?